Mel Lubovac from KO Boxing joins us. They got the card coming tomorrow night. Mel, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. You've got Arash Usmani, who's on your main event. He was just on the co-main event of the Pacquiao-Bradley card this past April. Is this one of the biggest names you've had in Edmonton in quite some time?
Yeah, it depends on what you look at it as. I mean, for people recognizing him across the world, yeah, it would probably be him because Pacquiao obviously sells a huge amount of pay-per-views. So if anyone was watching that card and knows boxing or enjoys boxing, they would know who he was. Really, when it comes down to titles and stuff, I would say that Jelena is probably more established when it comes to credibility.
Speaking of that, and I know you guys work with Jelena a lot, and a lot of people wonder why she only ever fighting in Edmonton. It's still a big challenge to get women's boxing, you know, with the main promoters in the United States and across the world, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people look at it, oh, she's just an Edmonton fighter and whatever else. But, I mean, we bring world-class fighters from across the world anywhere in and out, and so we've always brought them in. So either that they sit there and come here, or we go to them. The problem being with when it comes to these promotions in the States, such as Bob Arum with Top Rank or Golden Boy or anything like that, they don't want females.
How come?
You know, they had a bad experience back in the day with Mia St. John, or with whether it be Chrissy Martin and stuff like that. And I know Bob Arum, he's 80-something. I think he's still kind of old school when it comes to boxing. So He's not too into it. I mean, we have connections with Top Rank. I was actually in Vegas a couple months ago and went down to their gym there and talked to their trainers, and we're good friends with one of them, actually, Miguel Diaz, who's been in the corner for name it, from George Foreman to Mayweather to Pacquiao. And he just said, he's like, honey, I'm sorry. It just, you know, they don't want women.
You know, that's really too bad. I covered a lot of Top Rank fights when Scotty Olsen was their property, and I've seen Jelena fight. And you know what? In my mind, and it's not because you're on with us, and it's not because she's an Edmonton girl. No, I mean, I've seen Chrissy Martin. I've seen all the real ones, the coal miner's daughter and all the hype when they came up. I tell you what, she stacks up favorably with anybody I've seen, but that's from a technical point of view and a competitive point of view. I guess it's still a tough sell overall, though, when you look up there and there's, I mean, it's an old school sport and guys say,
that's
a woman up there. Is that the biggest barrier, that simple old way of thinking?
It is. I think that's the main thing. And to be honest with you, which is really sad, I'm not a huge female boxing fan either. I love Jelena's fights, though, because, like you said, when I watch her, I don't think, oh, it's a chick up there. And I think that sometimes people have to get past that and see her fight before they realize that.
So you're not a fan of it because the quality isn't there yet consistently?
I don't know. Maybe it's just that because I've been watching boxing from pretty much the day that I could see a TV, and maybe it's just old school in me too. I don't know.
Well, you know, I appreciate your honesty and the fact that, you know, you're a female saying it. It's, you know, I guess if it was a guy who said that, they'd get ripped apart by females. So it's a little
bit
different.
But, I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't some great girl fights that I like watching, whether it be because I know the girl or she's fought Jelena or something like that. But I mean, really, it's I'm not a huge fan of it. I probably wouldn't be promoting a whole bunch of females all the time if it wasn't for Jelena. I mean, Jelena is a little bit different. It was the whole family aspect. We have a lot of family relationships there and whatever else, and good friends. And I mean, and she can fight. Let's just put it that way. You put her in the ring with anybody and she goes. There was one fight that they wanted to stop it in the second round from a headbutt and a cut on her head, and she kept going till
sixth round. Yeah, I was at that fight. It was a bloodbath.
So, you know, she doesn't give up.
So tomorrow night it's Collision Course at the Shaw Conference Center. Usmani is in. Who are some of the other fights on the card that people should be looking out for?
Well, we have a lot of up-and-comers that we're building with KO Boxing. What we're trying to do is we've actually brought a few guys in from Ontario and moved them out here, and they're either 5-time or 7-time national champions. And Ontario, they were a 3- or 4-time provincial champions. So we're starting to bring those guys up. One of them's 4-0 right now. He's looking to be 5-0. The other one's a pro debut. These are guys that we want to start building and making into Edmonton's main event, and hopefully, you know, turn them into a guy that could be a co-main event under a Pacquiao or Mayweather, just like Usmani was.
Give me your best take on when you look at this young group of fighters coming in, because you need the young blood to make it grow. In your mind, hype aside, is there a dynamite prospect on this card? And if so, who is it? Pick one.
There is. There's two of them. One of them being Justin Hocko, and he's the one that's turning pro, and the other one is Josh Wagner. Those two guys, it's talent when you see them, I guess. This is coming from my dad, who trains Jelena and trains a whole bunch of fighters and whatever else, and he sees it in them, and that's why we moved them out here. So those two I can see. Give it a year or two, and I'll have them as main events here for sure.
What time is the first fight go tomorrow?
7:15.
7:15 at the Shaw. Mel, always good to talk to you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you later.